Clause 3. Cultural and religious justifications and implications. CFM is often presented as a cultural practice. Within a particular context, culture does not exist in isolation and is influenced by religion, religious views and interpretations, and both are used to justify and perpetuate CFM. The cultural considerations and implications, and the religious influences that are intermixed with these which are used to justify practices, including control over the lives and bodies of women and girls as being divine, are important drivers of CFM. Thus, interpretations related to culture and religion enable the ingraining of patriarchy in society, where practices such as CFM are justified and considered acceptable. Conditions for its continuation are defined and permitted, which in turn add to the complications of addressing CFM in a meaningful and long-lasting manner. There is a need to consider both culture and religion and the interaction between these as structural and systemic problems that affect the practice of CFM. There is also a culture of acceptance within the private sphere of the family and the public sphere of the community. Quote, maintaining purity of the social grouping, be it the religious group, caste group, or other groupings, is closely linked to preserving the chastity of a woman's body and controlling when and with whom she bears children. End of quote. Page 20. Religions and cultures consider girls to be under the control of their families and, by extension, male members of the family. Girls are commoditized and not respected as equals, nor are they able to make decisions regarding their bodies and sexuality. Marriage often denotes a transfer of ownership from the father to the husband and is seen as a means of securing a girl's virginity, and thereby family and community honor. Furthermore, this means that a number of people are responsible for perpetrating the problem through justifications of religion and culture, including women themselves. These conditions are often derived from narrow interpretations of religion and the need to preserve a certain way of life and culture. Maintaining purity of the social grouping, be it the religious group, caste group, or other groupings, is closely linked to preserving the chastity of a woman's body and controlling when and with whom she bears children. Any form of sexual encounter, including a forced one, is considered to have reduced her prospects of finding a suitable partner. Sexuality amongst adolescents outside of marriage is considered inappropriate, shameful, and to have consequences. In a landscape where exercising one's sexual rights is prohibited, marriage is then seen as the most suitable option. Note reference, 63.